There, I think like the American alligator.
Yeah.
I think is basically like a frog with teeth.
What?
What?
Yep, let's go home.
Welcome back to America, Lord DIY.
Oh my God, thank you so much. Welcome back to the pod. This is in fact starting off as a Diglett episode. So Diggy is in fact present if you want to hop over now from the audio version to the video because he's looking adorable. Honestly, these dogs have been so clingy since I got back maybe like 8 hours ago. And no, it's been longer than that, like 15 hours ago. And it is like they have not been pet in days, Jeremy.
Okay.
Do you have to say for yourself and our sons?
Well, I was the first person to say when you got back yesterday.
Yeah.
The dogs, yes. The pups, they need more than me. And I'll contrast that by saying that I've been in a relationship before where I did 90% of the maintenance and the everyday caretaking and loving just because I was the only one there.
Yeah.
And it was a very different, I will say, it's a different feeling when you have dogs that I think do a better job of tiring each other out.
Right.
Where these do not. One of them will get excited for a 30-second period.
Yeah.
And that is almost never the same time that the other one's excited.
Yeah.
Almost exclusively.
I would say they're relatively low maintenance though.
They are.
Yeah.
But.
Like I went searching for a breed that doesn't require a ton of mental and physical stimulation. Let's be fully honest. Because like when you get a dog like Zach and Maggie getting Bowie, getting a, what's freaking Bowie? A number one good boy. Mm-hmm.
Australian Shepherd.
An Aussie. Like you know what you're getting into. That dog is going to want to herd. It is in its blood. It is in its DNA. Where Bull Terriers?
There are some crazy ass Bull Terriers.
That's so true. But I would say that couch for the most part is in a lot of Bull Terriers' DNA.
Yeah, like it's like an Olympic sport.
They really love couch. Like Ken in Barbie, his job is beach. Moose and Diggy, their job is nap.
Oh, right. Right again, Barbie.
Right again, Barbie.
I loved that movie.
That was amazing.
Okay, yeah. I just think that there's a level of napping or a level of not, as we discussed.
You move around too much is the problem, is that you move around. Because like I work in my office for, you know, a set amount of time or I'll read on the couch and then the dogs can settle around and near where you're too flighty for them.
We didn't realize until very recently, despite the fact that you've been walking miles a day.
Right.
Every day.
For
several
exercise,
times a day.
Intentionally.
Right. That our steps, when as someone is not walking for hours a day, well, I guess I am walking for hours a day because our steps are very close.
I would say that there is, I would put money on the fact that there is probably a higher step count for individuals who have ADHD.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. I think there's probably a direct correlation.
But I think conversely, can also be a crazy low step count too. Just depends on the day.
Depends on the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because I feel like there were times in your life a couple of years ago when you were maybe taking about 400 steps a day.
That many?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like
it was
very few.
From your office to the kitchen, back to your office.
And maybe the bathroom's on the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Those two.
Right. And then into bed.
Right.
And that was about it.
Right.
And
it's crazy that we're the first generation to have everything like tracked.
Counted
and
like that.
Counted.
Yeah.
As we start adulthood.
I love my Oura Ring. And Oura Ring, if you feel the need ever to throw money at us, I would love to be
on
the receiving end.
Can you make a thinner band?
Of that. Ugh, I do feel that way as well too. It feels really chunky.
Yeah.
Like I didn't even bring it on the Bachelorette trip because I didn't want to get like, one, I didn't want to know how many steps that I wasn't getting.
Right.
I felt like it'd be unhealthy to
walking.
Like be checking. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh my God, are you dreading going back into to walking?
Kind of, yeah. Kind of.
Have you thought about not doing it?
No.
Okay. All right.
No.
Just checking.
No.
I wouldn't judge
you. No. I have to. But I'm back for the Bachelorette trip and I got back late last night and I feel like this is the perfect debriefing episode because I fell asleep within moments of coming home.
Not until Diggy ran out in the cutest way.
Oh, it was so cute. So we don't have cameras in our house. Like some people have cameras that are like facing into like their living room and stuff like that. And which makes sense, you know, if you have kids and stuff. But for us, I don't know. We just feel like it's
I think it's weird.
I think it's a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all over the outside.
But cameras on the outside. Yeah. And so in the garage, we also have cameras.
Yeah.
And so we got to watch Diggy. I got to watch Diggy back when I came home. And he came galloping out of the kitchen into like the garage.
When I heard your voice, I could hear him go, I have somebody do this in the kitchen.
Really?
Yeah.
He's probably like, thank God, a parent who is going to give me love.
That's mean. Take it back.
I take it back. You love Diggy.
I do love Diggy. And Moose.
And Moose.
In no particular order.
No particular
never
order.
Never have, never will.
And right, exactly.
I'm just making up for Diggy's lost time. I'm just gotta, I gotta fit the first like 8 years of love.
Seven.
7 years of love into the eighth and then carry on for the next eternity.
Yeah.
That's all. The cat people are really, really disliking this podcast so far.
Yeah, that's okay though. They'll be fine. Are you gonna ask me how my trip was?
Although that is what a good host would do. You've never waited for me to ask you how that's something true. Was or wasn't. Yeah. But let's try to get ready. Mm-hmm. You guys can stick around for this. Let's try this.
Go ahead.
So you're back from your trip.
Uh-huh.
Tell us about it.
More specific. Try again.
Ready?
Throw me something else.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're back from your trip.
Uh-huh.
Was it everything you thought it was going to be?
Great question. I'm so glad you asked.
I shouldn't have pointed that. That was rude. Let's try it again.
Okay, go ahead.
How the fuck was the trip?
It was so good. It was perfect. It genuinely was perfect. I will be
weird. Perfect. Were you there, Diggy? Was I there?
Huh. Was Diggy there?
How could it be perfect if we weren't there? Mm. Also, where's my shirt? Sorry. All right, you go ahead. I'll
made
interject
you a bracelet.
Later. That's so nice.
Yeah,
where's
you
my
a
shirt?
Bracelet.
Anyway, Lauren, I'd love to know how your bachelor trip was because I will say, it looked perfect.
It was perfect. Literally nothing major went wrong. We had like little blips and stuff here and there, but like not.
Well, and what did go wrong? What was going to go wrong?
I don't know. Like okay. If a car breaks down or something.
Okay.
Like stuff like that. Like we did get stranded at the grocery store for like half an hour because our driver was like kind of sus. And anyway.
Let's start with the good stuff.
Okay. Anyway, the trip was incredible.
Where did you go?
It was, so we went to Tulum.
Okay.
Which I have never been to before. And I've heard rave reviews. And it was, so I feel like Tulum is more common. I feel like of when you live on the East Coast, yeah. You just go straight down. It's only about 3 hours,
yeah.
But kind of far. It was like five. It was further than I thought it was going to be from LA.
And the drive once you get there.
No, so Tulum convenient. Has an international airport, I guess, but there's not a ton of flights. So we flew into Cancun and, I guess the drive doesn't faze me too much because when I land in Toronto to go home, I have an hour and a half drive to get to my hometown in St. Catharines. So like travel for some reason, I've just tacked on that padding of like, there's more travel once I'm off the plane.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, it was amazing. So Birdie Gray, I'm doing a little capsule collection with them, which is a bridal brand. They are known for doing bridal party dresses and they've got like a great system. So I'm doing a little white dress collection. And so they were a sponsor of the trip and my God, the house that they sponsored us to stay in was fucking incredible. This thing was stunning. And I feel like that's what Tulum is known for. Tulum and Bali both like have some amazing new builds because it's just like growing so fast and like the travel economy is a boom in there. But it felt like we were staying at a private resort and then within the house, they have like a concierge service. So when we wanted to go somewhere, like it was, we still had to pay for it every time we wanted to like right. use their driver, but they had a driver kind of on call. And then
I assume they have multiple properties that they,
yeah, I think yeah. so. I think that they, kind of like, host for. And then we also had a private chef if you wanted it. Again, like you still pay for the service, but they have someone that they use that come to the house and they were so amazing. They were so sweet. Literally eating breakfast this morning, I was like, I miss our chef.
Was it an Airbnb or what was
yeah,
it?
Okay. Yeah, it's an Airbnb.
See,
it's a rental property.
I feel like it makes sense though, because if you're the owner of the Airbnb
mm-hmm.
and you want people to have a great experience,
yeah,
you're only going to send people who are going to do a good enough job
right.
for you to have a good like rating at the end of the stay.
Oh, rave review.
Like if you had found the chef and they sucked, but they had nothing to do with like
with
the house.
Yeah. No, they literally were like, he is the gem. He is the jewel of the house. And they did not miss the mark. He was incredible.
Yeah.
We also had security, which was nice. So there was 24-hour security, like a night person and a daytime person. And it was like fully like camera'd as well too. So
camera'd
as well. Yeah. Just like our home. And
we're in several camera systems.
We are in a camera system and it was, It was so good. It was so fun. I'm just so lucky that I have collected this group of amazing friends over like different chapters of my life, and everyone gets along. Like literally, I was worried about so many like different like logistic things as part of the trip, but there was not a single ounce of me that was worried about people not getting along or there being conflict within the girls, even though I'm pretty sure almost everyone had met each other at some point in, you know, our friendships. But, you know, there were some people like my friend Danny from Toronto. She obviously is not around in LA to like hang out with everyone. But there was just like not an ounce of me that was worried about conflict within the different friends. And I feel like not everyone can say that. And so I'm just so eternally fucking grateful for having good friends. Oh my God. No, seriously. I'm laughing
because it's like, I remember the constant ebb and flow of like, how am I going to get all of these frat stars and a cappella singers to not hate each other throughout
right,
the evening?
Right.
And some, you know, moments of oh, wow, that was fine. Oh yeah. A couple of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of that.
No, they're just all such good people. And I'm so lucky to have collected. I feel like I've like collected my little Pokemons, you know, throughout the years. And I've got such a nice little group of friends. And I'm so lucky. I feel like
good friends are like a necessity for like healthy outlook.
Oh my God. It's literally like the one of the sole reasons that I feel like I get to be the person that I am.
Wow.
Like having good people around you. It makes such a big difference.
Having shit people around you is a real problem.
That's what I'm saying. It's such a like an intense correlation between the two, I feel like.
Yeah.
And I'm just so lucky. And I feel like everyone getting along so well and being so similar. Also, it just, for me as someone, you know, like as I've collected my little Pokemons, I'm like, I did a pretty okay job here.
Yeah. Gotta catch them all.
No, I don't want to catch them all. I just want to catch the ones that are good for me.
Okay.
And well, right for me.
So Tulum. Mm-hmm. You hadn't been.
Hadn't been.
Was it what you expected?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well,
I think so.
What did you expect?
I like touristy vacation hotspot.
Yeah.
And that's definitely what it was. Like when we went down to like a little beach club and the restaurant and stuff, it definitely was like, so the restaurant that we went to, I found via TikTok and then cross-checked reviews on Yelp.
You're also going probably the beginning of spring break season.
Beginning of peak season for sure. And I'm not kidding. There were probably 7 to 10 different bachelorette groups at this restaurant.
Was there any bachelor groups there?
No bachelor groups, actually.
It doesn't seem like a spot that like a bachelor weekend would head to.
Would go to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
More of a Mexico City thing.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, actually, you're so right. I didn't see any bachelor groups.
Yeah.
We did share the car one day with a group on a bachelor trip, though, because they did, in fact, leave like 20 bajillion cans of Corona in the car. And like the guy was already late picking us up, so we didn't have a chance to like clean out the car.
I'd like to apologize for men.
Yeah. Not accepted. It was really gross. But yeah, there was probably 10 different groups. And we were like, you would walk, like girls would walk in and it was like, hey, there's the bride. And they've got their theme for the night of like glitter dresses. And then you've got these girls who have their pink dresses. And then you've got the bride and our sunset color dresses, which we ended up doing Saturday night. We didn't do like a theme or anything for the first restaurant dinner. And what was so crazy is that they so they searched. I've never had my bag searched more thoroughly than I have going into this restaurant. Like not a single sports event, not a music festival, an airport. Like
what do you mean?
Like, I mean that they pulled out every card in my wallet looking in between 100% for little baggies of drugs, 100%. They went through every single pocket. They took off the phone case of one of the girls' phones because we come to find out there's got to be, and again, this is speculation. This is me drawing conclusions, so this is not confirmed.
Jumping to conclusions?
But there was like a house drug dealer at this restaurant.
At the restaurant?
At the restaurant. So there was a guy who was dressed really nice.
Yep.
And he floated around the entire evening.
The
drug concierge. And he would ask everyone on their way to the bathroom, if you were by yourself or in just like a pair of two, like not a large group, if you want to buy cocaine.
Only cocaine.
But just, I bet if you asked for something else, I'm sure he could point you in the direction.
Maybe I'm just being bold here, but I don't know how many people I've met who are mixing dinner with cocaine.
Yeah, it was 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like
I think it's like maybe like this is where if you were going to go out later, you would be like, oh yeah, the house restaurant cocaine guy.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Like you're just prepping for your evening.
Was there a menu?
No, I
would have had so many questions.
Yeah. I know you would have.
Yeah. I would have so many questions. Like, so, is there a menu? How flexible is it? If I want to order off that, is it a la carte? Is it pre-sized? Well, what are my options?
The only person from our table that got asked twice was Mia. The drug dealer, I'm sure, looked at her tattoos and was like, yes, of course, this tattooed woman would be interested in what I'm selling.
Yeah, I just like, can I get the chicken breast, two of those?
Yeah, can I get the, can I actually get a whey protein shake and
it's an interesting combo.
Yeah. And then the other polarizing moment of this restaurant, and this restaurant had such great reviews. The food was incredible. It was called Rosa Negra and it was on like the main Tulum strip. So good, 10 out of 10. But I went to order a glass of champagne or Prosecco.
Oh my God, wait, Lauren, I just Googled the place. There is 1000% a cocaine bartender.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Cocaine bartender. That
between
is
the
so
restaurant
funny.
And the dancing area was a drug dealer who in front of the restaurant staff offered us cocaine.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And could deliver it to our table.
Yes, 100%.
Also, 2 years ago, two Fuck people him. Were killed in the middle of the restaurant.
Oh! Okay. Oh!
Oh, man, rest in peace.
Oh, my God. So, obviously, I didn't read too deep into the Yelp reviews. But, yeah, no, it was in front. That's why I'm saying I know that he was just, like, the house dealer.
Because yeah, I mean.
They search you in case you have anything because they toss it so that you have to buy it from their house person.
Right, it's not like you're in trouble.
And he also didn't look sus. I mean, he looked sus. Like, let's be so clear, he was selling drugs. But like, he was dressed really nice, and he fit in with like the waitstaff.
I think those are the individuals who can make a career out of it.
Yeah, no, for sure. And then I wanted to order a glass of champagne, and the waiter was like, "Oh, sorry, like we only do it by the bottle, da 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 da, whatever." He's like, "But you can go to the bathroom and get it from the bathroom." And so I thought he was fucking with me, and that he just meant like,
"Okay, there's no way he said it that way."
Yeah,
really.
He's
just,
like, "You can go into the bathroom."
Got it.
And so I was like, okay, I'll get a spicy margarita. And just carried on. Because I thought he was making like a joke, like toilet water or something. Maybe he doesn't like champagne. And I was like, okay, hater, but whatever. And it wasn't until an hour later that I go into the bathroom and there is literally a champagne lady there who is giving out free glasses of champagne in the bathroom, which again, not probably the most hygienic thing to do.
I think health code might be a little different in Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of around the corner. Like you open the door and there she was, like the champagne lady, the free champagne lady. And then you walk around the corner and it was to the bathroom. But now looking back, I probably did have poop particles on my glass of champagne. Because you know that I was down with that bathroom champagne.
I was really curious as to where we were going with that.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you would rate that place good experience?
Yeah, I had a great time. Be aware of the house cocaine drug dealer and prepare yourself for some free bathroom
Reminds
champagne.
Me of that time that you got checked before going into Coachella. And they pulled out your single prescription bottle that had yours, mine, and everybody else's just all inside.
Some Pepto, some Tums, everything's covered in dust.
Yeah, and it was like,
I didn't even try to make an excuse for it. I was like, I'm sorry.
This is our mix. This is our collective mixed bag of prescription drugs. And the guy was like, we can't.
And I was like, but it's just Pepto and the tiniest little bit of like to reduce my heart rate in case I get really anxious.
It's my Adderall too. Yeah.
And we had to throw that out. That's okay. But no, I was not carrying any kind of mixed. I did have actually a bottle of Pepto, I think, in my bag, but he let me keep that.
Wow.
I'm actually surprised that he didn't check inside the bottle of the Pepto. Now that I'm thinking back,
that's
where it should have gone.
Yeah,
yeah. If I was gonna smuggle drugs,
but smuggle what? What liquid?
Oh no! A Pepto pills.
Oh,
I had Pepto pills in my bag, so now I'm like, wait, that would have been a way more nonchalant place.
Yeah, I feel like there's some tampon trickery that can go on too.
Yeah, I do know some individuals who have smuggled some drugs. Oh. Pads. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's like, if you get a guy that's checking stuff, He's not checking that.
Oh, he's not digging underneath the tampon and gonna unroll the pad.
No, that's a hate crime.
Yeah, there's no way. Crime. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's for sure a hate crime. So anyways, that was our first full day and it was wonderful. Oh my God. Also, they served us. We got this tomahawk steak and on the side of the tomahawk steak, you got a potato side. And for the first time in my entire fucking life, I got served a potato in the shape of a capybara. And I literally, we all sat there and like, who the fuck called ahead? Who called ahead and requested a capybara stamped potato a piece? Like, I don't even know what it was. It was kind of like a hash brown, but not, but just like a potato, golden potato capybara.
But is that how they always come?
I have no idea.
You didn't ask?
No, I really didn't. There was a lot going on, okay? We were being asked if we want to buy cocaine. I was getting champagne, toilet, drinks, and then capybaras are being served. There was a lot going on.
It's very Lord DIY evening.
I couldn't believe it.
Bathroom champagne and potato cappies?
Potato cappies. Night made. Night absolutely made.
Okay.
But yeah, great, great day. The next day we went to a beach. Oh, we also got approached at this restaurant. And this guy comes up and he was like, hey, tomorrow, free table and no minimum, no drink minimum, hands me a wristband. And so like me just being like, I don't know, walls up. I'm like, no, like nothing, nothing.
What's funny is you say that walls up. I feel like you are constantly, oh, okay, great. Like, of course I'll accept this. Where do I sign? And I'm like, well, hold on.
I feel like I was just like taught, like, you know, I'm just with girls, you know? And I don't know, I just feel like the answer should be no. Also, again, I had already said no to what I thought was toilet water drink, and I had said no to cocaine, okay? So my mindset was in the vein of no right now.
Okay. You were in the no mode. I was in no mode.
And then he kind of looked at me and he was like, free. And I was like, oh, I do love free. I am interested. Mm. I am quite interested in free. And I was like, tell me again. And he was like, free table, free cabana, no drink minimum, come to the beach club tomorrow. And I was like, Free.
I probably would have been the same. I've been like, nah.
I was like, yeah, what's the trick? What's the catch? And then even before we got into the car, I called ahead and I was like, hey, I was like, some promoter vibe dude from the restaurant gave us a wristband last night. Like, is this actually? And they're like, yes, come. And I was like, okay. And then we get there, I hand them the wristband and they're like, yes, great. They give us the nicest cabana at the location. And
I would have loved if like I just showed up with a bunch of dudes, but with your wristband. I'm like,
right.
We got this last
night.
They're
like, oh wait, hang on a second. This isn't. And like, I totally get that. Like, you know, a promoter's job is to bring little girly pops to the club. I get it. I totally get it. And listen, do I want to be a girly pop that goes places for free? As long as I'm in, it's not in danger. Yes, absolutely. I love free.
You're a big fan of free.
Free is my favorite.
Yeah, it is.
And then it ended up being the biggest vibe ever. It was great. We were like in the shade. We got drinks and snackies. We walked the beach.
I mean, the fact that you were able to get a like cabana the day before, pretty impressive.
Free.
Also that.
Free.
Okay. So what else happened?
I couldn't believe it. And then we had and then that was the day that my friend surprised me with, the cutest little bridal, same penis forever balloon set up with like matching glasses and a little robe. And so to get me downstairs in a, for this like surprise, I was doing my makeup and I was sharing a room with Danny and she was kind of awkwardly sitting on the bed, but I was like charging her phone. She's just hanging out. She's already ready. She's just like chilling. But in my mind, I kind of was like, what was she doing back here? But there was like no...
You clocked it, didn't you?
I was just like, what is she doing? But other than that, it wasn't like, oh, there's something going on. Like there was no vibes of that because everyone was getting ready because Birdie Gray was sending their photographer because I had to do some like brand photos before the brand dinner. And so to get me downstairs, Kelsey lets out the most blood-curdling scream from downstairs. And so I hear that and I was like, oh my God, Kelsey, are you okay? And she's like, come downstairs. And so in my mind, I'm envisioning, because we have these like floating wood stairs that have no railing. And I'm envisioning, I don't know,
God, this is- we could never have that.
Oh, we could never have that. Also-
Diggy would walk off the top step daily.
Dead, literally daily. Dead, day one. Yes, 100%.
I don't think it would ever kill him. I think he would be fine, but he would do it every day.
Every single day. And you know, like the way that we had to have carpet installed on our very normal safe stairs for them
they're slippy.
They are slippy.
And it's really just for Diggy.
It's really
just for Diggy. He just doesn't-
I mean, they're slippy. He's got slippy feet. So Kelsey lets out the most blood-curdling scream. And so this is so specific. Again, very visual brain over here. I'm envisioning, for some reason, her leg has gone through the step and the stairs have shattered into, and her leg is being splintered from both sides and blood splurting everywhere.
So that's what your brain naturally rose to?
Yes.
Wow.
In my mind, sprinting down the stairs. And so I'm mid-makeup, okay? And part of the makeup routine is contour, okay?
Right.
So you do a little swipe on the cheekbone. You do a little swipe along the temples. Yeah. You do a little slight swipe along the jawbone.
You're acting like I don't have TikTok.
You know what? I watched a little bit of your TikTok today. Jeremy had like a skit from an IT man who was closing a ticket. That's someone, and I was like, oh, our TikToks are very different. So, you know, based on that, I actually don't know if you do know about the jaw contour.
Okay.
And so I'm running down the stairs, blending my jaw contour out as everyone's got their cameras out. And it was very, very cute. And I would have loved maybe six more minutes, but that's okay. It was an amazing moment. And I truly expected just nothing of my friends. Like, for them to give me their time is more than anything I could have asked for.
I mean, isn't it kind of crazy, like, the older you get, just how
yes.
valuable a weekend becomes?
Most of us are in our 30s at this point. And yeah. So for everyone to give me 5 days, like, we had 3 full days and 2 travel days. Like, for everyone to give me 5 days of their weekend and their time is the most valuable part of you know, so many of their lives.
Like, the thought of, like, an unplanned weekend trip stresses me the fuck out now.
Oh my God, yeah, there's no way we'd be like, should we just go somewhere this weekend?
Yeah.
Should we just go somewhere?
I'm sure we have nothing else that we need to be doing. Yeah. So right. That's very nice.
But yeah, it was so nice. It was so nice. And I had to suck back my tears because I had to take photos in like 20 minutes. But it was very, very sweet. And so we had a great dinner. Again, the chef knocked it out of the freaking park with every meal. Literally, it was 3-course meals, 3 times a day, basically. I've never eaten so much in my entire life.
Like, when somebody else is preparing group-sized meals too, it's like, everything's just...
Everything was large.
Yeah.
And everything was delicious. And it was great. The next day we did a little snorkel and cenote excursion, which was incredible. Literally the most wholesome trip ever. I feel like more than half of us didn't drink at all because a couple girls, it's like a trigger for their migraines. One girl is just fully sober and... yeah, so we just, like, it wasn't that kind of weekend. Like, we literally finished Saturday night by, like, making bracelets and watching Step Up. And it was so wholesome.
My favorite combo.
I know, my favorite combo.
I also learned what a sublula was. I would have thought it was a grotto.
Yeah, we learned the difference between a cenote and a grotto. And because—
did you know this?
This is an educational podcast.
Yeah, so—
Here we go.
Us simple-minded people would have confused a grotto with a cenote.
I would never know what a cenote, what a grotto was. I feel like I've been in a cenote before.
So you're telling me that you've got cenote experience?
I do have a little cenote experience.
Shit, all right.
I went in with my parents one time. And that water is always fucking so cold.
Yeah.
Okay, a cenote is a deep natural well or sinkhole, especially in Central America, formed by the collapse of surface limestone that exposes groundwater underneath, and sometimes used by the ancient Mayans for sacrificial offerings, while grotto is just a small cave. Grotto, small cave, an artificial cavern-like retreat, a Marian shrine, usually built in a cavern-like structure.
Not Mayan, Marian?
Marian, M-A-R-I-A-N, Marian Shrine.
Outside
again,
my
this
scope.
Is kind of an educational outside podcast, but not yeah. all the way.
Yeah, no, I get it. You're not going to commit to actually teaching anybody anything. You're just going to say things.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. But I'll pop a little video in so you guys can see, but it was absolutely stunning. Stalagmites, stalactites. Stalactite from the ceiling.
I know what you're trying to say, yeah.
Stalagmites
yeah.
from the ground.
Yeah. Oh.
The pointies.
Wait, mite and tite are different?
Mite and tite are different. Mites come from the ground. Stalactites come from the top.
Tites from the top.
Tites from the top.
I get it now. Okay. And so is that like only in Central America? Do we have those?
I'm
asking the wrong. Yeah. Moving on.
I feel like I delivered enough of the cenote education for one podcast, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
And then we came home and it was truly wonderful. Mia got a little bit seasick in the actual water though, not even on the boat. She got a little sick from the motion of the ocean.
Like literal, like in the sea being sick.
Literally in the sea being sick. Yes.
They go, where are you going? Where are you going? Yeah.
Sorry. I've never heard of anyone being sick, like while they're in the water.
I did a nighttime excursion where you kind of just float in the water and look at giant manta rays.
That's your dream. Or no, manatees.
I love manatees. Yeah. I love manatees. I was so sad. Manatees and whale sharks are in Tulum, but not in season right now.
I just grabbed Diggy's penis with my full hand.
Watched it happen over here. And I was like, oh boy. It was direct contact.
He's a good boy.
But I think that I would lose my fucking mind if I saw a manatee or a whale shark.
Have you, just reminder for anyone who forgets, you do have the most impressive animal recall. Do you have a list of, like, your you know, everyone has a bucket list?
Yeah.
Do you have a list of animals that you must see in real life before it's all over?
Before it's all over?
Yeah.
What a fucked up way to say before you die. I would, well, I feel like we knocked out capybara.
Right.
I would love to see a whale shark.
A whale shark.
A whale shark. That's high up there for me.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it look like it needs help?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's the common denominator of all the animals you love. If you just look at them with no context, it looks like it needs help. No matter, even if it's in its natural habitat.
Right. Like lions and tigers and don't really like
bears.
Bears,
oh my. Yeah.
No, I do like bears.
Right. But you like the ones that look like they
need help.
Right. Like, they're hungry and they don't want to hunt, despite the fact that if they were to just hunt, they could kill anything.
Right.
Right. Like if a jaguar or a cougar or a menacing, you know, whatever, didn't really feel like getting up that day and hadn't got up the last couple of days and was just kind of sitting around or had eaten too much.
Oh, right. They become much more cute.
Yes.
Yes.
Like what's the
Oh, Tank.
Tank, the overweight tiger?
Yes. No, he's not a tiger. He is a jaguar maybe? It's like Safari Sammy on TikTok.
Okay.
Yeah.
That. So I just assume that a whale shark has a face that needs help.
Maybe.
Okay.
Are there any animals? Oh, look how cute he is.
Okay.
You know what? Finding Nemo also did a great job of personifying, I feel like, a whale shark into a personality that was very lovable.
Do you? You don't want to kiss him though, do you?
I would totally give him a smooch had I had the opportunity.
Shoshana, have we discussed this?
Discussed what?
Lauren's fascination with animal lips.
Okay, this is a great segment. Lauren, what's an animal that you would not kiss?
A monkey. Wouldn't kiss any of the monkey species. This is potentially a little controversial and a hot take, but I refuse to watch or look at any monkey content. I will skip their exhibits at any animal sanctuary of any kind.
Like when I took one to the zoo, I had to make it very clear to them ahead of time. No surprises could involve primates.
Yes, I'm so wildly
uninterested. You're monkey averse.
I am monkey adverse, 100%.
Yeah.
I think they're so fucking creepy. I think they're too close to human DNA and I don't like watching them move like humans, but not being a human. Like, there's something so deeply unsettling.
It was the eyes that you didn't like.
No, it's the eyes, but it's also just the mannerisms. Like everything they do is so human-like that it's so weird that they're just like, you know, one little drop off of being a full human.
I was gonna say, how are you gonna refer to this scientifically? Okay. What else though?
It's deeply unsettling. There might be some reptiles that I might not be interested in.
Okay.
But find like a crocodile that's just like a little chubby.
Probably an alligator.
Listen.
Why? Not a crocodile.
Why are they?
I think like the American alligator.
Yeah.
I think is basically like a frog with teeth.
What?
What?
I'm pretty sure that's what Steve Irwin literally said. I think he said the American alligator is like a frog with teeth. Look it up.
A frog with teeth?
I think he said that.
Like, as in, like, their mannerisms and their personalities? Like,
they're not as dangerous as...
I'm going to be honest. That sounds like what the people say at SeaWorld, and then the orcas, like, kill them.
Yeah.
Okay, did you look it up? Did it?
Yeah. Steve Irwin did say the American alligator is a frog with teeth.
In terms of what, though? Like, what does he mean by that?
I guess they're afraid of humans.
See?
A frog with teeth.
Like they're not like, they're not trying to like kill somebody.
Right.
Like they don't see somebody and just like polar bear,
the
you're dead.
The alligator.
Yeah.
Huh.
The American alligator.
American alligator.
I don't know if there's a difference between the American
alligator. So
you're
saying that I could smooch an American alligator is what you're saying.
If you were going to smooch one, don't make it a crocodile. I think crocodiles are just going to kill you.
Have you seen the videos of the crocodiles doing their like bellow where it like vibrates the water?
Oh, for mating, right?
Yeah, for mating. And it's giving dinosaur. Whenever they do that, I'm like, oh, so you're a prehistoric animal.
I mean, crocodiles for sure, or alligators, whichever one, definitely have some prehistoric vibes. And then there's that I just learned about this thing that lives only on the bottom of the ocean. That's actually like thousands of different organisms that all just get together and keep building out one.
Huh? Hold on. I would smooch him.
That's an American alligator.
Like Lauren would look at that. And especially because he's like tubby in the middle.
Yeah, he's a little tubby.
That's perfect.
He's got
for
a cute
her.
Little snoot.
All right, I'm gonna look this up for real quick.
What are you talking about?
Hold on.
I thought you were going the direction of like a blobfish or something.
A blobfish?
Yeah.
A siphonor.
Yes.
Siphonophore.
The common house siphonophore.
It's S-I, so it's S-I-P-H-O-N.
Siphon.
Uh-huh. A four.
I got it.
Yeah. And they found one in Japan that like looked like an alien, like in the 90s.
And they're still alive.
Pull this up. Look at this thing. It's fucking crazy. Actually, I know for a fact you would not kiss it.
That I wouldn't kiss it.
No.
Is it an animal? Is it that?
Yeah.
What the shit is that?
No, no. Pull up a video of it like on the bottom of the ocean.
That looks like a uterus on its head.
I don't know the female anatomy enough.
to know about the uteri.
Yeah, no, but like when you see it in a video, it
ew.
It's the most alien looking thing I've ever seen.
What in the?
Yeah, look at it.
Fuck is that thing? Hang on, where's its head? I'm confused.
Is it an animal or like an organism?
It looks like a clump of seaweed.
I don't think we know much about it. Yeah, look at it.
Ew, I hate that.
It's like translucent.
Hang on a second. What the fuck is going on here? Ew! Is it like, what family is this thing in? Is it like an eel? It looks like a boho eel with a tassel.
Boho eel is crazy.
Yo. Yo.
We got to get this in the eel pit right now.
Oh, we got to get this in the eel pit. If oh, my God.
I think it stings. So we can't, I don't know if we, well, eel sting. They've got.
Yeah, eel sting.
Maybe they're friends.
Oh, my God. On our snorkel expedition, we saw a 4-foot stingray.
That's scary.
Huge.
But stingrays are pretty chill, right?
Yeah, they're super chill. Like, they don't fuck with you unless you fuck with them. Like, there's something called, like, a stingray shuffle where people, when you walk through water.
And the stingray shuffle. Sorry. Stupid.
Where you shuffle your feet as you walk along. Like, if you're walking in stand.
Oh, you don't step on one.
Yes, you don't step on one. Because that's when they will sting you, is if you step on one. Because they're like, oh, shit, I'm being fucking stepped on.
It was a stingray that killed Steve Irwin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Through his heart. Yeah.
I think he was maybe swimming with different stingrays than I was swimming with yesterday.
Right. The saddest part about that is just like how sad I know Steve would be if he knew that people knew an animal killed him.
Yeah.
You know that's like the part
but
about-
But also I feel like that's probably like he would want to go at the hand or the barb of an animal.
On a different note, how many feet long do you guys think a siphonophore could grow to?
14.
I'm going to let Lauren guess.
6.
Bigger. Think big, guys. The biggest one they ever found.
65.
30.
130 feet.
Oh.
Longer than a blue whale.
Come on, boho eel. Boho eel's out.
You better
here.
Work.
Did we figure, is it an animal or an organism?
It's a collection of zooids. It's giving, it doesn't have a head.
Does it poop?
Oh, that's a great question. I love it.
When you think about things, they really do fall into two categories.
No, it's like, does it have a head?
Does it shit or
does
not?
It poop? Like, does it eat and does it poop?
Honestly, does it poop?
Yeah. Does.
Siphonophore Progress Rex poop?
How the hell? Oh, I found a Reddit thread. Perfect.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, Reddit always knows. Actually, that's incredibly untrue. I want to correct that right now. Reddit does not fucking know. Reddit doesn't know shit.
No, when I want to find niche information, like niche.
Sometimes.
I go to Reddit.
Sometimes.
The types of things I want to find out are all on Reddit.
Reddit nerds are typically correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is past our education status.
No.
But if we've got like a marine biologist.
Yeah, feel free to let us know if the siphonophore Rex
poops. I do not think they poop.
Well, I mean, that's probably why they grow to 130 feet then.
Right, because instead
they're
just adding on.
They must poop because apparently they have a digestive system. I don't know.
If they have a digestive system, that means they have to expel something.
But it might just be like an outer layer.
Or
you see
instead
that shit that was following him, literally?
Yeah, that was his boho tassels.
Wait, are we assuming gender? I don't know if we can assume gender on this.
They are asexual.
He gives asexual.
I said they. No, Lauren didn't. I was just correcting her. But like that is to me the creepiest looking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I hate that. It's incredibly unsettling.
No kisses?
No kisses.
It doesn't really need help. You know, it looks like it's...
It is fine.
In fact...
It's growing to 120 feet. It's fine.
That, in fact, things at the bottom of the ocean are the opposite of needing help.
Yeah, because they've been living in the darkness and the depths of like Mariana's Trench for so long.
Mariana's Trench, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where he lives.
He lives in Mariana.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, all right. Yeah. It's like when you like get to campus and like, oh, you're at Mariana? Okay, great.
Yeah, that's where he is.
Okay, so is there any other, like, you would want to kiss a polar bear, but it wouldn't kiss you back?
No, it'd probably eat me.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then if you could kiss any other animal that's actually scary, but you would like to see a non-scary version of it, what would it be?
Oh my God, this is an impossible question. There's so many. Give me some animals and I'll just tell you yes or no when I smooch them.
A bonobo.
But absolutely not. Again, nothing in the monkey family. I want to be so far away. Platypus, yes.
Ew.
100%. I had a Beanie Baby that was a platypus growing up. It was purple. And I'm pretty sure half of our generation probably also had this purple platypus Beanie Baby.
Blue Ribbon Pig.
What the fuck is a Blue Ribbon Pig?
I think if you show pigs.
This is the most Midwestern thing you've ever said. Can you look up
Blue Ribbon Pig, please? Podcast. I think like when you show pigs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, but.
That's, yeah.
Oh,
when you show pigs.
When you show pigs.
If they get first place, they get a blue. Yes! That!
Oh, that looks like Diggo.
See? Damn it, Lauren.
That one looked like Diggo. God. That one was so cute. The way he's standing is so cute.
But anyway, it's a Blue Ribbon Pig.
Wow. I was like, wow, that's so rare of you to like know a specific species.
You can take the boy out of the Midwest, my love.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm from there.
Wow.
And I love bacon, so. So you would kiss a Blue Ribbon Pig?
Yes.
I'm good on this question. Okay. I'm good on this.
Right. Yeah, the answer is typically yes.
If you ever say, I'm not interested in kissing you right now, I must have pissed you off pretty bad.
Well, you don't need help. So you're fine.
Got it.
You're fine. If that's how we're categorizing things, you typically don't. You're a pretty independent guy.
I even when I need help, I don't want help.
It's so true. Right. Yeah. So I basically have to force help upon you.
Right.
Oh my fucking God. I finished. You don't have anything to contribute to this. I'm so sorry. So you can just hang for this segment and contribute with your presence. I finished the ACOTAR series and it was the best book series I have ever read in my entire life.
Wait. Show, do you have the TikTok I sent you?
I do. You want me to pull it up?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I'm in a relationship with not just Lauren. I think I'm in a relationship with an archetype because
yes.
This person that I've stumbled upon.
We are all reading ACOTAR.
Not only is she a 31-year-old female.
Yes.
Like she has all of the characteristics that you have that have made your personality as of late.
I am not an original. I want to be so clear.
Right.
Like, this generation, we are copy paste.
Right, right, yeah.
As girls move from like this whole like clean girl aesthetic to the mob wife aesthetic, like we are.
Sorry, what? When? What?
So, announcement, clean girl aesthetic apparently is over and the girly pops want to be the mob wife aesthetic. So they're smudging the eyeliner. They're wearing the cheetah print. They're teasing the hair. The slick back bun is out.
So wait, were you clean girl aesthetic?
No, in what world do you think I'm clean? The only thing that did work for me for clean girl is that I did do a slick back bun a few times because you only do that bun when your hair is actually really dirty.
Oh.
And I love not washing my hair.
You do love not washing your hair.
And so that was one element that worked. But like, I'm not a girly who's like, I just wear a little tinted sunscreen.
Okay.
I'm not that girl.
Okay.
I'm not that girl. I never have been and I never will be.
Well, this TikTok is everything that I think you've established yourself as all synced up in like a 2-minute period.
Oh no, I've never had an original thought in my entire life.
Well, just listen, is this not you? Tell me one part of this that does not align.
No, but this is, okay, like, yes, I agree with everything this girl's about to say, but also this is... every girl in my generation right now, for the most part.
Okay.
Here's some things I will no longer be doing as a 31-year-old woman. Number one, pulling up. Don't text me and ask me to pull up.
Facts.
I don't, invite me to something.
We're not
say,
pulling
we're going
up.
Dinner at 7, would you like to join? Don't say, what's up, we're here, pull up.
Are we 18?
I don't know, that's so vague.
We're
I
not
need
pulling
more details.
Up.
Both of you.
Last minute evening plans in general. I don't,
no.
I have so much in my brain that has to happen in my evenings that involve a rigorous skincare routine and a fairy novel that I'm very invested in.
Woo!
And so if you hit me up at 7 p.m. and want to hang out, I'm 3 sheets deep and the sheets are my bed. I'm snuggled up. My face is oiled. I'm reading. Yeah. Leave me alone. Pretending to be cool girl. I don't want to be the cool girl anymore. I don't want to be like, yeah, whatever. It's no big deal. Sometimes it is a big deal.
It's always a big
okay?
deal.
Okay. I got a lot of feelings in this tiny body. And guess what? You got to deal with them now. In a nice way. Respectfully. Respectfully. I'm not going to be cool cucumbers. Honestly, starting anything after midnight.
Absolutely not.
If something starts after midnight, no. Nothing. It's nothing good is happening there. That's not good for me. I can't go.
I finished that and I just felt weird because it was like I'm dating a type of person.
Yeah. And it's all of us.
Right.
You're dating all of us.
I mean,
congratulations.
Honestly, the thing is, if I didn't know you and that came across my TikTok and I saw someone talk about a fairy novel, I would think that's the most out of pocket weird thing for an adult to say.
Yeah.
And now I feel like I'm adjacent to your ACOTAR community.
Yes.
Because now all of my friends.
I've got Kelsey's boyfriend reading ACOTAR. He's two books deep.
Do you think I would like it?
No.
Let's just pause here. Why?
I think that.
Give me three reasons.
Here's the main one. I'll give you one. How's this for compromise? I'll give you one. I have a question first. So when you read Harry Potter, so basically I feel like you've been really concise in your description and like inability to visualize things you haven't seen before. So when you read things like Harry Potter, when they invent mythical things in like a fantasy world that aren't real, how does that play out in your mind?
Like spells?
Any of it. Like when they, before the movies, when you read those and they're talking about like the Dementors or like different like beasts and stuff like that. Like what does that look like in your brain?
I feel like I had an easier time visualizing things or even just being comfortable with not knowing what they looked like, but having an idea of it in my head when I was younger. Because I've told you, the way that I think about things is like I reference it against what I've seen.
Yeah,
like cataloging what's already been played.
Right.
And it's not like I have like perfect like recall of like, cause some people have like picture perfect, could recreate anything. Mm-hmm. That's not the case. But I think I would just think about what the closest in real life substitute would be.
Right. Of castle, right. Dragon, right. Whatever. Okay, got it. Cause I think that I love this series so much because I think the characters were great and the world building of it is so amazing.
I'll put it this way. This is a better way to describe what I just said. If I read the book or a new book, and you gave me a sheet of paper, and you said, it's okay if you're not a good artist, but like draw a character or whatever.
Right.
That would be, like I would not, like whatever I attempt to do, I'm just making it up as I go along. There's not anything in my mind that I'm like, oh, I've always thought of it like this.
I'm not
thinking of it unless I've seen it already.
The one thing about ACOTAR is that because it's so popular, there is so much fan art that the community has kind of decided what people look like.
See, like to me, I think this is like the perfect storm for what the future Marvel could be.
I mean, again, listen, Hulu, I think you need to maybe drop the series and give it to someone else.
Well, Disney owns Marvel.
I want HBO or Apple to do it.
Okay. All right.
I know it's a bold statement.
So you're, okay.
I need this to be.
Have you started the Facebook group yet?
I need this to be.
What's ACOTAR Reddit like?
Oh my God. I don't know. I don't venture into the world of Reddit, but
okay.
I can confirm there are for sure. Do you know what AO3 is?
AO3?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so I learned about this from Brittany Broski. And basically, so AO3.
Yes.
Archive of Our Own. A fan-created, fan-run, non-profit, non-commercial archive for transformative fan works, like fan fiction, fan art, fan videos, and podfic. So there are 63,830 fandoms, 6.7 million users, and 12.5 million works of fan, whatever it might be. And
so it's like a place where people post it?
Yes. So you know how there was, what was the platform that Twilight was basically written on?
Oh.
Wattpad.
Wattpad.
Wattpad. Wattpad. Wattpad. Wattpad. Wattpad. Wattpad. this is R-rated Wattpad.
But also, not like a, it's like an organization, right? It's not like a company.
Yeah, it's right. It's like a collective.
But I think, I think it's way better for this.
Sure, sure, sure. Yeah. What I'm trying to say is that it's an R-rated Wattpad.
But Wattpad can be R-rated, for sure.
So take what you think that that is and
X-rated.
Then make it more.
So it's just a bunch of like.
Yes.
Why does everything devolve to that? Like, I've never thought of fairies as whatever. Keep going.
Anyway, I finished ACOTAR and it was the best series that I have ever read in my entire life.
Do you
want to
drop
life.
Your profile? You're like at on AO3 right now so people can go
no,
follow you?
No, I'm not a strong writer.
Not a contributor.
I'm not a contributor, no.
I don't contribute really on most like forums and threads.
Yeah.
Like I'm more of like a
consumer.
I'm in that the majority that just reads.
Right. Incredible series. And so to stay in the Sarah J. Massiverse or whatever, I have, which is downstairs currently, my box set of 8 books of her next series, Throne of Glass. And so I won't be making social plans for the next 2 years.
Right.
Because then there's also another series called Crescent City that has 3 books, I think, that I'll be reading after that.
These are all fairy books?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I haven't started them yet. And so in between though, as a little breather in between ACOTAR and Throne of Glass, I read Fourth Wing, which only has 2 books and the 3rd book coming. The sobs that I sobbed on the plane ride home silently by myself. Oh my fucking God. There is a specific death. Books don't normally make me cry. People responded to so many of my ACOTAR stories being like, oh my God, I sobbed so, I cried so hard during this book.
Is it sad?
I guess I didn't really think so. Like there were no parts, like there were parts where I was like, my heart was racing and my aura ring was like, do you want to track this workout? But like there was at no point where I was overcome with emotion that I had tears running down my face during all 5 books of ACOTAR.
Got it.
Fourth Wing, So first of all, I've got a book on my lap. I'm in the middle seat. I've got Maggie on my left. I've got me on my right. A tear drops straight down. Straight down.
Oh no. Have I been caught?
And I was like, okay, the plane is dark. I can turn this around. I can turn this around. And I keep reading and it gets sadder and sadder and sadder. And I was like, I can't turn this around. He's gone. And I turned to Mia. My eyes are puffy and red. There's tears streaming down my face. Row 31 was unwell.
I feel like you're not the most graceful crier.
There have been prettier criers that have existed for sure.
Yeah.
And that's just not, again, I don't really get period cramps. My digestive system is okay.
We get it. Actually, loving parents. Yeah,
but
we get it.
I'm not a cute crier. I'm really not a cute crier. And so I then ordered the second book of the series is coming on Thursday.
Do you have any friends reading this series?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God. So many.
Anyone in particular? Like, I'm trying to figure out who else would.
Alicia finished Fourth Wing. Her sister Ashley are both reading them. Ollie is also reading Fourth Wing.
So
I actually gave Fourth Wing to Maggie when I finished it on the plane. Cause I started the book on the flight there. Mm. Or maybe it's like maybe 50 pages in and I finished the book within 2 hours of the flight.
How many words per minute are you up to now?
I don't know.
Do you feel like you're a better reader now because you've been reading all these books?
No, I don't think so. I used to read a lot.
Okay.
Like I feel like that kind of just stuck with me. And then ACOTAR, I feel like all my friends are reading. Kelsey and her boyfriend are reading. Maggie has already read most of the series.
You didn't finish Why I Wouldn't Like It.
Oh, I think it's too smutty. I think it's too smutty.
Okay.
I think that
I can't decide if I'm offended or what.
Actually, also the other thing too is that remember how when Travis Kelce had his little meltdown on the field and you were like, that's a red flag, and the other half of the girls were like, ooh, no, that's hot. There's lots of moments like that, and these books are written for straight women. Not to say that like other sexualities can't enjoy them and like other people, but it's definitely written for a certain type of person who might find the Travis Kelce meltdown a little hot.
I'm not even going to touch that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I think that is probably enough.
You think I'd be made more uncomfortable than I would enjoy the book?
I think you'd be like, that worked? That worked? You making your wings go really big and making shadows rise from the corners, that worked?
Wait, how old's the author?
Maybe like 40s.
Okay. So she's like just coming out of her girly pop days?
Late 30s.
Okay.
I mean, girly pop is a mindset.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
So there's 75-year-old girly pops.
Girly pop is forever.
Girly pop is forever.
Okay. How old do you think the oldest person that associates or identifies as a girly pop is today?
105.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyways, that's why I don't think you'd like the books.
It's, yeah, you're right. So, okay, but why did you think that Kelsey's boyfriend was going to like it?
We almost had to break up when my toe touched your butthole. You know what I mean? Like, you're just a type of person that I feel like is not cut out for this.
Listen, I think that there are some things that in each couple, you know, it's unique to that person. This is yours.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm so glad that you were so supportive.
The old Feyre.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've done that series.
It's done.
Well, apparently there's going to be more. Thank God.
There's only 5 books?
Yeah.
I mean, how many books do you need?
I don't know. More.
Okay.
Well, there's more.
I mean, there's not a TV show coming out anytime soon or a movie.
Yeah, thank God.
Okay, well, we've covered all of your niches and your bachelorette party. So overall, anything you do differently or any advice you'd give to somebody who's going to do one?
I think the best thing you can do is have like a healthy balance of downtime and planned things. Like a lot of the reviews that I got from friends who were there, who, have been on lots of bachelorette. One of my friends, I think has been on 8 bachelorettes. This is her 8th. And she was like, this is the first bachelorette one that I've been on that no one has gotten into a fight on.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, praise be. Love that. Love that for our group, our friend group. But also too, everyone was really down with like the nice balance of chill and it not being so like, go, 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 go. I want to cram in a bajillion things because like, that's just not my vibe. That's also not my vibe at all.
I feel like every year after 30, it becomes very, like, I got to get a reset day, a reset hour.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I also am someone who is like a frequent eater. And so got a lot of good reviews on my prioritization of like having proper meals throughout the day. Cause like, I hate when I'm traveling with someone and they're just like not a breakfast eater. And so they don't like schedule that into like their day.
That's the one meal I'm going to have.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm ready to pass out by 10:30. Like I need this to be in the itinerary.
I'd commit hate crimes at 11 a.m. if I haven't eaten.
100%, yeah. 100%. So I think that a good balance of downtime to just like hang and nourishment and some planned activities that kind of like, you know, span the gamut of, cause we had like fun night out. We had like fun little adventure day. We had fun little beach club day. We had like a dinner reservation. We had dinner cooked at home. We made bracelets.
I feel like for my bachelor party, we had no plans.
On the man. We pinned the wiener on the man.
What was it called? Pin the macho on the man?
Pin the macho on the man.
That's adorable.
Yeah. And so I'm doing a vlog for Birdie Gray as part of our partnership. And so I was like, I guess I'll put this into the first vlog and the second vlog can be the Birdie Gray vlog.
I mean, listen, I think that that's the time to pin the macho on the man.
If you're going to pin a macho on the man, it's going to be at the bachelorette party.
Right.
And I had a great time.
Did you get it?
I did get one of my, we all got 3 chances. We all got 3 weenies. I got one of my machos on the man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
They also part of like the Airbnb, they also, similar to like a hotel had housekeeping come and like tidy up.
Oh,
and I was like, that's nice. I bet that she just, it was just like, oh, pin these weenies on this man on the window, but also here's this like wholesome table of all these beads where they were making bracelets, like wholesome trip.
I feel like people that are cleaning those specific residences are.
That's what I'm saying. I'm everything. Sure that she has seen the craziest shit.
That came to the table and they're like, oh, not anal. Got it.
Yeah, perfect. Cool. Amazing. I love that for you. But yeah, anyways, a 10 out of 10 trip. I will cherish my memories forever and I will be posting photos for the next 3 months.
Got it. You look cute.
Thank you.
And also, your however many day whatever is paying off.
My however many way what?
Your 60 day, 75, 70,
soft.
Whatever.
Yeah. That, yes. That. Yes. And as of tomorrow, we are back on.
As of tomorrow?
Back on. Yes.
Lauren has abs, everyone. I don't know if you saw her Instagram.
They're underneath.
They're not. They're there.
They're slumbering under a light duvet currently.
Okay. a transitional seasonal duvet. Yeah, late spring.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're building, but we're just working with.
Well, we got to keep them comfy.
Yeah.
Got to keep them warm.
Got to keep them warm. Okay. Got to keep them warm and toasty.
Well, we'll see you again in a couple of days.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This is a Thursday episode. Yeah. This is not an extra pod. It's a late pod.
Late pod, right.
It's not a extra, late pod. Right. Yeah. So anyways, we'll see you on Tuesday back to our regular pod schedule.
Is that it?
Anyone going to say bye?
You want to say bye? I was going to say, that was, babe, I teed you up there. You want to say bye?
Goodbye, Lafayette. We'll see you in a couple days. Bye.